This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I find it mildly entertaining when I flip around. I watch a lot of news. But CNN plays up a pickleball, political pickleball. But what they do is they put three players on one side and then one on the other. David Urban's one of the guys playing one against three. Scott Jennings is the other. David Urban is well-suited to beat the three, but what they do is they're all liberal. He's a conservative. It's actually fascinating to watch. He's also local. My man, what's up, David? How are you today?
Marty, how are you doing?
You like putting those liberals in their place, don't you, man?
It's good sport.
Yeah, it is. It's actually very, and you're really good at it. And my man, you don't go low. You do it with class and facts, with a calmness that I like to see more of. My man is from Aliquippa. Will you pay attention to tonight's game?
Dude, you know, I like all, listen, I am a big fan, obviously, of WPIL football. Yep. So, you know, I try to pay attention to all the games, bud.
You know, I went to Central Catholic and played with Dan Marino.
Dan Marino, listen, I always tell a story. When I was a senior in high school, Dan Marino was playing Legion ball. He was, I think he may have graduated the year ahead of me. Marty, what year did you graduate high school? 81?
Yep. No, I'm sorry. 78. Sorry.
Okay. So Marino was a little bit ahead of me. And he comes to my hometown to play Legion ball that summer before he went off the pit. And I stood next to him and I felt like an infant. I felt like a child, a mere boy. Dan Marino was a man. When he was 18 and I was a boy at 17, I mean, the guy was phenomenal.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. David Urban, yeah. He's a lobbyist. He's a commentator. I love him. We're going to have him every Friday. We're blessed to have him. My man, I get nauseated, quite frankly, when egos collide. I watch these people point fingers at each other all day long. Republicans say the Democrats suck. Democrats say the Republicans suck. And America suffers, man. We got food lines like I've never seen before, man. And we got airlines shutting down the system. Why, my man? And you know these people. Why can't they act like adults and just get in a room and lock the door and fix this, David?
Marty, listen, they could do that, right? I mean, you saw, listen, my hat's off to John Fetterman.
Yep.
As well as my good friend Dave McCormick.
Love them. Love them both.
Continuing to vote. Listen, they voted. They're grownups. They voted to keep the government open. Senator Fetterman rightfully has said that Democrats, all they needed to do was just continue to vote to keep it open.
Yep.
It's not that hard, Marty. This is what happens with politics when rank politics gets involved. Listen, the last time Chuck Schumer, Republicans do things that are terrible too,
yes, sir. Of course.
At times, and so there's plenty of blame to go around. But in this particular instance, What happened is Chuck Schumer, last time he voted for continuing resolution to keep the government open, he took incredible grief. He got beat up incredibly badly by the left wing of his party, by the Summer Lees, by the AOCs, by the Bernie Sanders party, right? The Democratic, you know, socialists beat him up. Chuck Schumer fears a primary. So, you know, you touch a hot stove once, you don't, you never touch it again. And so this time when Chuck Schumer had to vote to keep the government open, he chose not to. He chose a lot. He chose his course was to, you know, play politics, big time politics, and close the government. And so who suffers? The American people suffer. People in, you know, in Aliquippa, Beaver County, Washington, Greene County, the city there. Listen, those are the folks that are suffering because you got to wait. You're not getting your SNAP benefits. You're not getting paid. You know, if you have fixed income, sucks. Your checks aren't coming.
Sucks.
It's not fair. And listen, these guys have one job, Marty, to keep the government open, right? That's their job, to work together and keep things open. So I'm hoping that this weekend, Democrats will come to their senses and they'll vote to allow the government to open and to reopen. And listen, I do believe that Republicans will give them a vote on these ACA subsidies, these healthcare subsidies, which are expiring. By the way, the Democrats put it in place so they would expire.
Yes.
So I'm not quite sure why it's all of a sudden like an emergency, something they didn't plan on. But Republicans don't want people's health care to go through the roofs. There's an election coming up. So it behooves everybody, like you said, Marty, act like an adult, get in a room, work it out.
I don't know, ma'am. I think Democrats think they're benefiting from it, which leads me to this. And you saw it, brother. Republicans got their ass kicked this week. And David, you know this area, so I'm going to get to it. In Pittsburgh, and I get it, always Democrat. But my man, the Republican candidate for mayor didn't win one precinct. David, not one. And across the state, even school boards up in Cranberry, always conservative. They flipped. David, help me with this, man. What the hell happened?
Yeah, listen, Marty, that is something that Republicans should be very concerned about.
Yep.
And I think the concern is, you know, I am not... Like a game respects game. So when Democrats talk about affordability, right, that's the message that people care about in America. When you go to Giant Eagle, right, and it costs you a lot more than it used to cost you, right? That is something that affects you directly. People know that. They see their bills, right? When they go to get gas, they pump gas, look at their gas bill, their home heating bill, right? Things are costing them more. Some things are going down. But that really sticks in their craw, and that's what you vote on. People, listen, Carville's right. James Carville's right. He's always right. It's the economy, stupid.
It is.
We've got to do more. Listen, Republicans have to do more to talk about things, actual things that we are doing to make people's lives better. Listen, Mamdani, this is a guy who really, you know, his job, his previous job was being a home foreclosure counselor.
Oh, yeah.
Now he, at 34, he's responsible for 9 million New Yorkers.
It's unbelievable.
And a budget of $118 billion because he spoke to the things that people care about, right? Affordability. They can't afford their rent. They can't afford buying a house. You know, everything's too expensive. They work in 2-3 jobs. You know, you go down the river, go to Ambridge or, you know, New Brighton or some of these places, right? I mean, or Bridgeport or any place along the rivers there in the city, and you're going to find people who are hurting, and they want to know how this administration is going to make their life better, and they're going to hold people to feet to the fire. So, Marty, you're correctly right. If Republicans don't start talking about it more and putting, you know, meat on the bones, here's our plan, this is what we're going to do, we're going to end up losing places that we should not lose.
I got to have you listen to something before you go, and I love having you on Fridays. Listen to this clip from Trump yesterday regarding Nancy Pelosi, David. Hold on.
Nancy Pelosi's retirement.
I think she's an evil woman. I'm glad she's retiring. I think she did the country a great service by retiring. I think she was a tremendous liability for the country.
And on Dick Cheney.
I thought she was an evil woman who did a poor job, who cost the country.
David, you get it. And also, Dick Cheney passes. No flags at half staff. No note about his greatness or his magnificent career. Nothing. And I know you know Trump. And I know people love him. And I know he's hit home runs. But my man, you never, ever speak that way about people, ever. And my friend, I've been listening to you for years.
Listen, if I were Donald Trump, if I was the president in that situation, or if I was, you know, right now, listen, Donald Trump's his own person.
Right on.
And you know this, people all know this. He is who he is. But, you know, I would look, I don't agree with many, probably not one thing that Nancy Pelosi did during her legislative career.
Of course.
I would say this. I did have a great admiration for how she held her caucus together. Nobody dared cross Nancy Pelosi.
True.
She would cut their throats, right?
Right.
She was an incredibly great politician when it comes to that. But I'm not, you know, I'm not a fan of her policies.
Right.
And so, you know, Trump could have said, listen, she served her country, her political base well, and I wish her well in her future career. She and I didn't agree. We obviously fought about a lot of things. And so Dick Cheney, similarly, Marty, you could say, look, he had a long career of public service in this country. He was chief of staff to the president of the United States when he was in his 30s. People don't forget, Marty, he did kind of drag America into the war in Iraq.
Weapons of mass destruction, of course.
Weapons of mass destruction, a lot of tough things. But you could even recognize it. You could say, look, he had a checkered past in terms of his legacy, but, you know, he tried to do his best. He kept America safe after 9/11. He and President Bush did that. And so they should be commended for that. When somebody passes, when somebody retires, I think it's fine to, to speak nicely about that person because they're gone. They're leaving, right? They're off the stage. Trump should be the bigger man in that situation and kind of let it go. Because one day he's going to be off the stage and people are going to, memorialize him.
And finally, I get disgusted with the texts and notes I get, and we get overwhelmed with it, that this perception in America that all people on food assistance are fat, lazy, and minorities. And a woman called, quite frankly, had us crying because her husband's in the military. She has four kids and she's in line with those damn food stamps because one in four military members get food stamps. My point is, David, we got to care about people that are hurting right now. Do we not, sir?
Marty, listen, drive down. I challenge anybody to go to Aliquippa, Hopewell, Beaver County. Drive around and see. Drive with downtown Ambridge, Pennsylvania. Go down Merchant Street in Ambridge and see what's left there.
Right on. Right?
See the people that are working hard, struggling to make a living. Right. That's where I grew up. That's where I went to church. My family's from. I get it. I would challenge more American politicians to leave Washington, go back to their districts, talk to real people, have town hall meetings, go to fire stations. Listen, if anybody wants to see real working class Americans, come to Selena and I will host them and take them around Western Pennsylvania. We'll get in a car with you and Selena. We'll drive them around.
Love her.
We'll drive them from Erie down to Washington and Washington, PA, that is, not Washington, D.C.
Right.
And we'll show them what Southwestern Pennsylvania is about. People are hardworking and they need to be taken care of. Nobody's looking for a handout. No one's looking for a handout. They just want a level playing field. They want to be able to live their lives. And the government's job is to try to help them achieve those objectives. Look, J&L, my pop used to work at Aliquippa Works, Marty.
Nice.
J&L Steel there. 10,000 plus gentlemen used to work there. I say gentlemen because there weren't many ladies. Now there's nothing, Marty. It's brownfields, nothing, right? So the government's challenge is to how do we provide opportunities for people in Southwestern Pennsylvania to make a living wage so they don't have to worry about SNAP benefits, that they can go to Giant Eagle without, food stamp coupons. They don't have to worry about their EBT card, right? People want to work. And that's the challenge. Listen, this president is trying to do that. I will give him massive credit in terms of he's trying to reshore jobs, bring things back. Neville Island, let's have some factories on the river like we used to. That's what we need in Southwestern Pennsylvania. We need more things in the cities. Listen, Curtis Sliwa had a great line. I'm going to steal it in the debate. And then the dude about jobs, we said, we need to lock up criminals, not toothpaste, right?
Nice.
So, you go downtown Pittsburgh, right? You go into a CVS or, things are everything locked up, right? It's kind of crazy because people are stealing some because they're just criminals and they're bad people, but some people are stealing because they're trying to make ends meet. And it's not justifiable, but you don't have any money. You're trying to make a, you're trying to make do with what you got. It's just tough.
David,
my heart goes out. My heart goes out a lot of folks, Marty, and we need to do better as a government. We need to reopen the government to begin with. That's number one. And the Steelers need to win on Sunday.
Hell
number
yeah. Two. David Urban, my man, it's a pleasure to have you Fridays, brother. It's a true pleasure. You are the man. Thanks, man.
All right.
Love him.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Love him, David Urban. Aliquippa dude. You heard him. West Penn, I'm sorry. Went to West Penn, West Point, and Penn. Yeah, he's smart. One of my boys just sent me a note because I met a 70-year-old lady who's in bad way. She needs car repairs. Did a water heater for her for free. Didn't have hot water for a month. This is my man Ken, world's greatest plumber. Crazy to see firsthand how bad people are hurting. It is. It is. Let me tell you a story about him. He's a family guy. He's really, really good plumber. And he was at our house one day, and I was here. And he was fixing something because he's really good at fixing everything. And he left a $100 bill on the counter and said, you need helpers. How about that? Oh, man. It's fascinating, the perspective from inside the house. This guy sent me a photograph that has me in incredibly upset about an elderly woman. And he's at the house now. I'm going to see what we can do. Her house, the chimney collapsed. Did you happen to see those pictures? Oh, that's unbelievable. The chimney collapsed and half the wall on the outside of her house came down. And you're sitting there thinking, what the hell am I supposed to do? And to Ken's point, we get out there, we get in that hole in that wall and that hole in their life, and they're looking at me, Marty, I can't do this. And it brings home the reality of the number of Americans that are truly hurting. 42 million with SNAP benefits. Woman just sent us a Facebook message saying, what is she doing? Read that for us, Patrick, please. It's important.
Sure, this was from Mary. She was listening to the, the discussion. I'm 60 years old, working 50-plus hours a week to raise four of my grandchildren. I've had four TBI strokes in the past 2 years, and I get SNAP. I'm not fat. I'm not lazy. I'm not looking for a handout. I just want to feed these little ones. I'm sorry, but between rent, utilities, and putting clothes on their backs, money runs short.
It's legit.
Fact.
Ask Ken. He's in a house with an elderly woman, hasn't had hot water for a month, which tells me what? Poor, no family, right? No friends with any money, no one to help her. So she just suffers until my man Ken shows up and puts in a free water heater. You know why? Because he's a great man. That's why.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm firing up my battery-powered snowblower. Oh, yeah, we're charging that bad boy up. I can't wait for the first big snow. Maybe this weekend. Full disclosure, I hate snow. I hate cold weather. I hate all of it. At 4 in the morning, when it's dark, and I'm alone, and the garage door goes up, and we have a really long driveway, and I'm dropping F-bombs. Just by myself, no one hears it, thinking, what did I do to deserve this? My man, Dave Ross. What's up, brother? David, are you there?
I'm here.
David Ross, the guru, the guy I go to with car questions. So, I saw John Shumway on KDK-TV yesterday. That's why I started stalking you. He said under certain circumstances right now, with certain deals, and David knows this better than anyone, the car business, you can get a new car at the same price or even cheaper than certain used cars. Is that fair? Is that true?
Some brands, maybe. Not with any of my brands, unfortunately. Or fortunately for me on pre-owned side, but there are brands like Toyota and some higher-end models that they've kind of held down on the supply that, you know, it's very competitive right now. And Carvana is making the used car market kind of move again a little bit.
You mentioned this the last time we talked. Used car prices are crazy, are they not?
They're still high. When I say they're still high, anything that's from current to three-year-old is up there.
How much? Give me kind of a comparison.
As far as
a car, what it was and what it is now.
You could probably, the residual, if I say a residual value, you know, a 2 to 3 year old car is depreciating about 56 to 58%, where back years, when I say years ago, 5-6 years ago, it was more like 50%.
Oh.
But the fact to where we don't have, that's because of what we went through in the COVID years. The supply is very light, so demand is high. So just by pure economic standards, when demand is high and supply is light, the cost goes up.
So I saw this. I saw a graphic that average used car is over 30,000. Is that accurate, sir?
Yeah, that's fair. Oh. Right now, mine's just a hair under that. I think mine's like just under 29 grand.
Wow. For a used car?
For pre-owned. Yeah, wow. That's an average. So that's all the years and all the makes and all the different models, mileage. It averages out to be about, like I said, my inventory at about 180 units is about just under 29 grand.
Is that the highest you've seen, sir?
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, yeah. Since COVID. COVID was a little bit higher, but that's because we had no new cars. But now that we have new cars, it's kind of went down a little bit.
Hey, what are you seeing, Dave, in terms of interest rates on cars right now?
They're actually coming down. The newer cars, I've been able with... Now, it's been with some credit unions, but I've been able to get into the upper fours.
Oh.
Depending on the term. You know, if you go shorter term, 48 months, 60 months, credit's there. The deal's right. Your loan to value is correct. So as long as all those stars and moon and sun align, credit union, if you're a great risk, they're going to give you something low right now. But, you know, they're not the 2 to 3% they were 6 years ago.
No. Dave Ross, with my man with Bowser, if I have a question, I don't care where it is. I don't care if it's a car out of state. I don't care if it's a car in China. My man knows. And so what are you telling people now when they come in? Lease or buy, sir? What do you tell them?
My manufacturers that I deal with primarily are pushing the buy. They're not pushing lease as much as you would think they would be. Buying is still the way. We have a lot of 0%. We have a lot of bigger rebates. I have a lot of manufacturers doing 0%. Well, when I say a lot, I only deal with four, but three of the four have 0% type rates.
Why are they doing that? Why?
To move the product, but they want to adjust their portfolio from the leasing. They want to get more retail out there. So it's just making an adjustment on their portfolios.
Dave Ross with Bowser, before I let you go, I saw in all the trades today regarding Ford, they're bagging their F-150 electric. Are electric sales still a dog in this community?
For me, they are.
For everyone.
Yeah, GM's even, there's some talks about GM discontinuing some items. They haven't made it official yet.
Wow.
But I have very little electric new cars on the lot for that reason. Hybrids is the new thing. Everybody wants the hybrid.
Wow. Do you still send cars back that are electric because you can't sell them?
No, I just don't take them.
Wow. What happened, man? What happened to the great electric revolution? What happened? I'm serious. What happened?
Well, I don't think Pittsburgh really caught on personally.
Yeah.
We never had the infrastructure that would have been able to handle the masses. And even during the big hype of it, people who would walk in the door really weren't banging the door down for me for electric units. There was more hybrid, maybe plug-in hybrid, to where they could have the benefit of an electric car but still have a gas backup. That's popular right now. But pure 100% electric never really was a boomer for us.
Wow.
But lately, and I say lately being in the last year, it's really become non-existent.
It's a dog.
Yeah, it's bad.
How many do you have on the lot right now, electrics, that I could buy today? How many?
Brand new?
Yeah.
Two.
Wow. How about used?
I have one.
Wow.
And that's probably out of about 600, 700 units.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Man, son. Wow. My man. You tell people to run from them, or you just tell them, not a good deal right now? What do you tell them?
No, because for different lifestyles, they're good cars.
Yeah, of course.
You got to be willing to not have that, electric anxiety if you're getting a little bit low. You got to have the ability to charge when you need to. I just think in our area, the people like it. People want it. They like the efficiency, the fuel economy, or just the economy of the car. They just don't want to invest in what it takes to invest to really dive into it.
They don't want to mess with it.
Right. So that's why for us, the hybrids are very popular. People knocked on the doors for our hybrid cars. The plug-in is not as high as the hybrid, but it's getting there because you have the best of both worlds.
I see. My man, Dave Ross, the guru, always tells the truth. Thanks, my man. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, sir. Good seeing you. Good talking to you.
I had no idea that electrics would not take off at all. He has two on a lot of 600 cars. That's crazy, man. Wow. My man, Jim Klingensmith, my brother, how are you today, man?
I'm doing well, brother. How you doing?
Always good, man. You know me. Chasing the rabbit. What's up?
Hey, hearing all the good things that you and your friends and, the family, the Get Marty Griffith Show, and all the people that you've been helping, and all the troops that you have out there helping and stepping up when nobody's looking, hats off to them. Thank you. And I really appreciate that. The world needs to soften up a little bit. Take a second out of your day to take a deep breath and listen to the other person speak first before you add your comment. Listen to what they have to say and take a deep breath. If you can help somebody, help them. If somebody asks you for help, even if you don't like them that much, help them.
Nice.
It'll make you better. It'll make the days better. It makes everybody's life better. The little old lady counting pennies at the counter, walk up, pay for her groceries and walk out. We don't walk in everybody's shoes. We're not perfect, but we need to soften it up a little bit and take care of our fellow man, because that's what matters. It'll soften your heart. It'll make you a better person.
Like my man Ken goes into a woman's house. She hadn't had hot water in a month. He said, "To hell with it. I'm putting this hot water heater in free."
Yeah, because that's it. That's what you got to do. You have to help people. People in need, they need your help. They may not want to ask for it. Don't put the burden on them. Step up, go to their door and say, "I'm here to fix this," or "I'm here to do that."
Right on.
Take one person. If everybody can do something nice for one person this weekend, it's going to be a great weekend.
We got dudes giving us 30-pound turkeys because people need turkeys. There are, what I don't want to do, and he's such a great asset to me because of his insight and intellect and connections to law enforcement, but he's also a guy who gets it. What's fascinating is that people do give a damn, because when we ask to help someone, they always step up. And I feel very, very grateful for that, sir, that we have wonderful people, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been blessed. I've had success. I've had failures. I've been up and down in my life. People look at you and think everything's okay, but maybe it's not.
Right.
So we don't walk in everybody's shoes.
No.
Take a deep breath. People need to calm down and show a little respect. Hold the door for somebody. Help somebody walk across the street. Let them park without fighting over a parking spot. And have a great weekend. You know, just be nice. It's pretty simple.
Right on. Thanks, thanks, brother.
Yes, sir.
Love that, man. Love him. I text him like 6 times a day. Bob, thanks for your patience. Go, man.
Yes, hello. I know there's been a lot of emotion, and I agree there's a lot of pain.
Yeah.
But I think at some point we have to ask the question, who put this system in place and who benefits from it? And I think you'll find this system, the genesis is the Democrat Party.
And oh, stop. This isn't a poli-sci class and you're biased. Come on, man. You weren't listening to Jimbo, were you? My man, I don't want to hear your Fox News talking points today. I just don't. You want to blame someone? Look in the mirror. Come on, man. Help someone today. I don't care who's to blame, and you're wrong. They both suck at times. We're almost 4 months into it with no budget in Harrisburg, and we're screwing over so many people with the airlines and so many people in business and so many people that don't have their food assistance, and it's got a lot to do with a lot of people, my man, not just Democrats. And if you want to be that way, that's you, man. But we're not going to do that. I think they all have their finger in it. And I did. I cut them off because I have no interest in the political science one-sided lecture today from him or anyone else for that matter. Tell it to the judge. Meantime, we've got 300 or 400 people that need turkeys. And my people at Giant Eagle and others are saying, to hell with that. Let's take care of them. And that's what I will do. Organize that and get those delivered and make sure that we can do that. And make sure that I remember folks like my man Ken, who went into a woman's house and saw her in desperate need and said, to hell with this. I'll put in the water heater. You're not paying me squat. And without naming names, because it's not fair and it's personal, one of my boys, he just found out his wife has cancer. And she's very young, and he's young, and he's one of my favorite people, and I talk to him all the time. And it's a crap show, and it's frightening, and it's a journey that no one deserves. And they have a teenage son, and there's doctors and PET scans and will I live, will I die, all that stuff. I told him this morning, forget all this other crap. Let's focus on you and your wife and your family, because that's what we end up at the end of the day with. Not politics, certainly. Not Democrats or Republicans, certainly. We end up with our wife's hand. And they're insanely valuable to us. They keep our blood flowing. They keep us breathing. And when a man finds out that the love of his life is sick with cancer, it's a lightning bolt. It rips you in half. And I'm thinking about you a lot, my man. All right? All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.